Welcome to the Mums Who Want More podcast, when we dive deep into the heart of what it is to be a mum striving for more. I'm your host, Jessica Turlick, and together we'll explore topics like self-care, organisation, well-being, mum life, and much more. We'll reflect on our journeys, increase our self-awareness, and share practical tips to enrich our lives. Whatever you're doing, walking, driving, or even folding the washing, take some time for you and enjoy our chat. Okay, hello. So this morning I was at the gym, and one of the ladies, she just was not feeling it. Like, I know, like, it was Monday morning, like after the weekend and everything like that, but they really were not thinking it. So we took a moment to celebrate, like showing up and being there. But there was all this part of me that I had to hold back. I really just wanted to dive into, like, where are you in your cycle? What week are you in? All of the things, right? Like, I really have to be super mindful of that. I don't want to be, especially when you're not feeling it, you don't want to hear someone that's going like, oh, so what's happening, blah, blah, blah. So she pushed through, which is great. But you could just see the inner dialogue, right? Like, we've all been there when we really don't feel like doing something and we have to push through it and it's really, really hurting. And you, like, it just comes down to, you don't want to be doing this, and why am I doing this? And I know I've got to do this, but I don't feel very strong, and so on, right? So, like, I was just having that thought process when I was driving home, and then I show up to work. On the computer, I logged in, and one of my colleagues was beating themselves up because they didn't get their meal prep done yesterday in preparation for the week, and they feel really overwhelmed. So, like, because I work with people over in the eastern states, it's like their lunchtime when I log in. And so they were like, oh, I just feel like I'm going backwards, I'm not prepared for the week, and so on. And once again, I'm like, oh, I really want to ask what cycle you're in, and so on, and blah, blah, blah. And I just thought, no, save it for the podcast. It's totally fine. So two things, though, that have happened. I was like, look, let's jump on and let's have a chat with you today, because I really want you to think about when you find yourself beating yourself up, instead of beating yourself up about it, get really super curious. Like, think about why. Like, why are you feeling this way, or why are you beating yourself up? Get curious about it and then be kind. Like, show yourself compassion, because I think these two people were in their autumn week, right? Like, they were in their autumn week, that feeling of the leaves are falling off the trees, or they might be coming into their winter week. Like, either way, they're in their lower energy cycle. And because they've just come out of a higher energy cycle, it's polarizing, right? It's that feeling of, hang on a second, why did I feel great yesterday? And today I'm just not feeling it. And it's just because of the switchover in the energy cycle. And if you are tracking like a Monday, Tuesday, then it would feel like, oh, last week I was on top of the world. Like, I was kicking so many goals, getting so many things done. And this week I just feel like it's all fallen apart. Like, why can't I be consistent? Why can't I just do everything like the same every week? Stop beating yourself up. Like, really stop beating yourself up. Because it comes down to your energy cycle. And that's what I mean by when you find yourself beating yourself up for not doing something you really want to be doing, or have been doing really well, or has been working for you, and stop, right? Remember, giving yourself permission to stop is so very important. And then be curious. Like, ask yourself, could this be linked to where I am in my cycle? Could this be linked to maybe perhaps I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing? Like, it's totally okay that I don't come to the gym today. I might want to be doing something else instead. I might want to just go for a walk, or I might feel like reflection time and meditation will work better in this time. Like, choose something else off your self-care menu. Or, yes, I know I'm not feeling my strongest, and I know this has to be done, so I'm going to be kinder to myself. And instead of putting in 100%, I'm going to put in my 80%, and I'm going to celebrate myself rather than feel negative about it all. And also, if you're not quite sure of where your energy cycle is, this is where I mean about being curious. Like, track it. Like, write it down on the calendar. Write it down somewhere that today was the day you didn't really feel it. And then see if that happens again in 4 weeks' time, and you can start tracking to see if there's any patterns. And then you can identify what you want to do differently. And I think this is why it comes into the theme of the four sections in my book, because you're aligning with your self-awareness, with the way that you're feeling. You're actually channeling in like the in you're channeling your attention into you rather than what's going on around you, and you're aligning with who you are and who you want to be and what you want to have and what you want to do. And then shifting from that with the knowing your cycle. So if you do notice these things, track it. If you find that, oh, you know what, everything's gone to plan this week, like it's been a great week, everyone's happy in the household and so on, great. Write that down, like track that, write that down, and notice if that happens again 4 weeks later. If you're finding that you're cooking, like you're like, yes, I'm on top of all the cooking, or there's a week where you're like, oh, we've had takeaway twice this week. Like, I just recently did a beautiful presentation at a non-for-profit, and one of the mums just went, wow, thank you so very much, because she was feeling super guilty that sometimes they just get fish and chips and they eat it outside and have a picnic. And she was feeling so bad that it was the reason why they did that is because she just had no energy to cook and she just needed to feed the kids. And she knows like the nutrients are not all there, and she doesn't want it inside the house because she just wanted everyone outside the house. They can eat a chip and run around and so on. And when I said to her that that's probably your autumn week, and she goes, yeah, that just makes so much sense. And I said, now you know what you know. When you go to do that, how are you going to feel about it? And she said, like, I'm actually going to be celebrating because, one, I'm still feeding my kids. Two, they're outside. We're not creating a mess on the inside. And three, it's a great time to celebrate. I said, that's going to probably be the best memories for your kids. Like, they're probably going to be like, hey, mom, remember when we were younger and we used to get fish and chips every now and then? Because we might feel like it's happening all the time, but in kid world, it's not. And that can be great memories. And you'll probably find they will then pass that on down to their children as well. The difference is, rather than beating yourself up and thinking you're not a good enough person or good enough mom or doing a good enough job, the awareness around it, and that compassion, and knowing that I'm doing this because my energy is not up there, I'm conserving it for other things that I have to do, then that's when the turn comes, right? So once you know your cycle and the things that you feel best or doing in that, and the things you rather avoid, that's when we flip to the utilizing, when you utilize your cycle. So I then, like, I suppose, empowered her to say, look, once you track that and you know this is the week we're going to have fish and chip night, you can really build excitement around it. You can feel better about it. You can, like, make a thing of it, say to the kids, oh, we get to have fish and chips this week, we're going to eat outside. Like, it's a celebration rather than, oh, I feel like I'm dying, I'm just going to order you fish and chips and we're going to eat outside. Like, it's just totally different vibration, different level of being. And why not use it as a superpower and a celebration? And that's why it's called utilizing and flow. Like, really make life a lot easier for yourself because you've been able to identify these things that are popping up in your cycle, and you know, oh, okay, I'm just gonna be kinder to myself. So if we look at the lovely work colleague that didn't get a chance to meal prep, right? Now, there would probably be part, if we were in a coaching session, where they might go down the path of like, that's probably the week they really need to like meal prep, right? Because they don't feel like cooking, and that's when they really need to have those go-to meals. So is there any way that you can incorporate doing something different? Could you have some backup microwave meals? So some frozen meals, one, if you've purchased them, or two, maybe when you are feeling on top of the world and meal prepping like a total queen, that you could meal prep for 2 weeks instead of 1 week, or you can meal prep and have some frozen meals. So then when it comes to that week of, you know what, a bit lower on energy, not quite sure just yet, then you can pull it out. Then I would probably go into more so knowing that the food that you meal prep for the week that you had high energy, you might not be feeling like that type of food when it comes to your autumn and winter week. So thinking about, you might be super stoked to have like salads and, wraps and all those sorts of things for spring and summer week. And then the week that you need to meal prep, which is your autumn and winter week, you're going to be feeling like, I don't know, maybe pastas and soups and stews and stir fries and curries. That's perfect, right? Because they freeze so much better. So maybe making sure that you've frozen a few of those meals so you can give them a bit of a go and surprise yourself during the autumn and winter week as well. And then I could hear some people going, oh, that's all well and good if you've already pre-planned and organized it. What happens if you haven't pre-planned and organized it? And I totally hear you on that. So that's when we stop. We be kind to ourselves. We record it. We write it down in our diaries or on our calendars. We track it for 4 weeks later and we make sure we put a plan in place before then. But to get through the week that is ahead, you're still going to stop. And you're still going to be kind to yourself. And after you've recorded it all, then you're going to come up with a plan of action and be realistic and go, look, you know what? Like, I didn't get a chance to meal prep. I don't really feel like going to the gym this week. And what are my healthy choices that are like alternatives to it? So it might be I'm going to just go for some walks this week, or I'm going to go, but I'm not going to feel like I have to put 100% in. And with the meal prepping, it might be, you know what? I didn't get a chance to meal prep. That's totally okay. But when I go to make myself something today, I'm going to make bulk of it. I'm going to make two lots of it. Or when I cook dinner tonight, I'm going to make a few more extra meals so then I can have them for lunch this week and I know that I'm covered. Or I might just do some fancy toasts, right? I love a fancy toast. Avocado on toast, bruschetta on toast, any topping on toast, like good go, like just, you know, make it happen. Even like making pizzas on toast, like it's just super simple. You get to pop it all there. Don't be scared of bread. It's totally fine. If you do have an issue with it, go to the bakery, get something that's got less preservatives in it, switch to flatbread. There's always alternatives, but it's super easy and super tasty and like basically like free of failing when it's in your autumn and winter week because it feels warm and it's super nourishing. So, really big, huge one, but it was one of those things that I wanted to talk to you today because I felt like in those moments I really wanted to have those conversations with those women, but I just knew it wasn't the time and place, and I also knew they just didn't, you know, it'd be the last thing I want to hear as well. When I'm not feeling on my highest energy, it's the last thing I want to hear from someone. Even if you're listening to this today and you're just not feeling it, I totally get it as well. But hopefully, your takeaway from today is when you find yourself beating yourself up, get curious instead. Don't start doing spiraling into negative self-talk and feeling bad about yourself and feeling like you're not good enough and you're not making things happen. Go, oh, that's super interesting. I'm going to jot that down. I'm going to track it and see if it happens in 4 weeks' time. I'm going to give myself permission to stop. And then I'm going to work out an alternative for me, knowing that possibly my energy cycle's dropping a little bit and I need to think about what else I can do in this moment or for this week. All right. Short one today, but it was more of a powwow, a little love letter to you, especially to those lovely ladies that I bumped into this morning. Just know, ladies, that we are able to utilize and flow according to our energy cycle. We can really make it happen and we can use it as a superpower. If you do want to unpack this more and you want to work out what sort of things fall into place each week, please reach out. I've got lots of lovely coaching programs and services. But one thing that is I'm super, super excited about, and I so love that my diary is starting to fill up with these, is I've actually got a 15-minute phone call conversation. It's like $22. It's always going to stay $22. So no matter when you listen to this, and the reason why I have these on my website and in my coaching packages is because sometimes when we are feeling at our lowest, when we're feeling like, oh, something's wrong here, like sometimes we just need to have a conversation with the right person. And by all means, you can call a good friend, you can call a family member and get that boost you need. But if you feel like you don't have anyone that you can just call for that moment and in that time, and you just want a little bit of an extra boost, you can book in. You know, you pay for it then and there. So it's super simple, $22 Australian dollars. And then like, I'll give you the call. We'll have the chat. Don't worry. You know what I'm like. I'll make the most of the time and I'll let you get that feeling that you need to feel before we leave the phone call. And it's just a quick tune in, right? It's just a quick tune in. This is how you're feeling. This is how you want to feel. How can you get from A to B? And also the other reason why I did it is because when I used to have, when I was teaching, and then, you know, like not most of the time my sick days, right, were because my kids were sick. And then every now and then I would just need a day. Like I was not exactly unwell, but I just needed a day to catch up. Sometimes I was sick, but most of the time it's funny because it's a lot easier to go to work sick than it is to stay at home because you've got to write up all your relief notes. But on some days, like, and these are very few and far between, right? Especially for those that are listening and I taught your kids, like, trust me, it was very few and far between. But just every now and then I needed a mental health day. I just needed a day to myself. And because I needed my day to myself, I hadn't had a chance to book some supportive appointments, right? Like, some days would have been great to go to Reiki or go to my other healers or, you know, book in with my doctor or see my counselor or, you know, it just would have been great or even catch up with a friend. Like, you know, it would have just been great to have something like that would just really boost me and fill my cup. And I remember sometimes just trying to ring people to see if I could get in last minute. And then that's even more draining, or driving around and trying to work out, well, what can I do or who can I go and see? And I just wish that there was someone that I could just call and have a conversation with then and there. And so if you get those days where you, it's like a mental health day or a sick day, especially because as I record this, we're coming into winter in Australia. So obviously, if you're listening back on replay a bit later down the track, just still keep it in your back of your mind. But coming into those colder months when you just have a day to yourself and you're like, I need something, but I'm not quite sure what I need, these are the perfect things because this is something that I would have loved. Just something quick, simple, efficient. It's going to work. It's going to uplift me. I'm going to have a little bit of a plan that I can look after myself, and then I'm going to feel great afterwards. So make sure you head to my website. As always, you know, everything's always in the bios and the links and the notes below, all the things. Otherwise just search my name up, my website will come up, go into my coaching and then select which one you want as well. There's a few different types in there that just helps me work out which call or what type of call to like meet you with. And then anyway, check it out. It's just something I wanted to share with you. Otherwise, if you want to dive into unpacking your cycle more and working out how you can utilize it and flow with it more and use it as your superpower, and you want some support around it, I'm totally here for that. So check out my other coaching packages in there as well. Anyway, that turned into a big like sell, but that's not my intention. It's really just to let you know I'm super excited about this and I'm totally here to help you. So just reach out and we can make it happen. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mums Who Want More. Please leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Your support helps us grow and reach more mums like you. Remember, taking inspired action steps today can lead to meaningful changes and progress towards creating the life you want to live. Stay connected with me on social media for more inspiration and tips. Bye for now.